Okay, well, Mem Zayin Amid Beis, page 94, a little bit beyond midway. But we need to discuss, to go back a little bit. Last week we didn't learn it was a fast day. So we need to go back and discuss what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara, Rav said it then, that if somebody does Kedushin with a loan, you did not fulfill the obligation. So the Gemara goes into the whole thing, is it a machlekes tanoim, is not tanoim. A guy says to the girl, so the Gemara learned the argument of the tanoim. I'm just going briefly, just to remind everybody what's going on. That he gives her, he says, I want to be Mekadeshi with $100, and he gives her $1. So the question is she Mekadeshis thinking that she'll get the other $99, or isn't she Mekadeshis with that? Then the Gemara said there was a din. A guy gave something to the woman to watch. He gave her an object to watch. And then he says to her, become a Kodeshes to me with this object. So the din was, if there's a pruta left in it, then it's Mekodeshes. If not, it's not Mekodeshes. But by a loan, even though it said, if there's no cent left over, she's Mekodeshes. Which seemingly contradicts Rav's din. Rav said if you do Kedusha with a loan, it's no good. Here it says by a loan, that even if there's 1 cent left over the loan, it's still Mekodeshes. Unlike Pikadin. So the Gemara says, the question is only, is it loan? Okay, I don't want to get into this whole Gemara, and just to get what's relevant over here. So now the Gemara says like this. Again, a little bit beyond midway of page 94. The din of Ravuna said the following statement. Hashel kardu mechaveri, if somebody borrows an axe or a hatchet from his friend, the question is like this. When does the borrower, it's a very interesting question, when does the borrower acquire the object that the lender cannot give it back? That's the question over here. Normally, if I lend you something, it's mine, it's not yours. Okay? I lend you something to use. So the Gemara is speaking like this. If you didn't use it yet, this is what the Gemara thinks now. If you didn't use it yet, I can take it back. You know, they didn't tell you how long I'm lending it to you for. If I say 30 days, it's 30 days. I say to you, you know what? I'm lending you my car. Okay? So what the Gemara is saying over here is, I lent you an axe. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Elazar says, when you chop it, it's yours. The guy can't take it back. I mean, until the end of the lending period. If you didn't do that yet, the guy could take it back. That's what he says. Rav Huna says, Hashel kor de mechaved, if somebody borrows an axe for a certain period of time, let's say 10 days, bika by if he chops with it, kona, he acquires it for the 10 days of the loan. Lai biko, but if he didn't chop with it, lai kon, he didn't acquire it. So the Gemara says, lai mekatanoi amra lishmaitse, because we just learned before in the Gemara, the argument is, when do you acquire the object? Before you use it, but let's say by a loan. When do I acquire the loan? When I spend some of the money, or even if he didn't spend any of the money? So lochay, Rav Huna's din is connected to that. So the Gemara says, lai. Ad kan li pligi, ela bimilva. Where's the argument between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar, what we learned before, that's only by a loan? Why? Because the money itself doesn't come back. When I lend you $1,000, you don't give me back the $1,000 I gave you. Right? That $1,000 you spent. Right? If I lend you $1,000, you don't have to give me back the same $1,000. It could be different $1,000. So over there, the argument is, until you spend it, or when you spend it, that's when they argue, is it yours or not? But he says, but by Beshaila, by lending an object, the Hodra Ben, where you give it back, Divri Akil, everybody would say that if you chopped it, you acquire it. If you didn't chop with it, you didn't acquire it. By a loan, one person would say, even if you didn't spend the money, it's yours anyway. Why? Because when I lend you the money, you don't need to give me back that particular money. You can give me back any money. So by loan, one opinion says, even if you didn't spend the money, I cannot take back the loan. Another opinion says, only if you spend the money, part of it, can I not take back the loan. But by borrowing, Rav Huna's din is according to everybody. Because what did Rav Huna say? By a lend you an object, that object is really coming back to me. Right? So therefore, everybody would agree that if you didn't shop with it yet, if you didn't use it yet, then for sure, I cannot take it. I could take it back. Once you used it, so then I can't take it back until the 10 days are up.
There's no din of kinyan in borrowing. Once you lift that, it will be yours.
But Rav Huna says no. It's yours to use. You can use it whenever you want, but until you use it, I can take it back.
Once you use it.
But by a loan is a machlokes between two tanoim. One opinion says, even if you didn't use any of the money, I can't take it back. Why? Because once I give you the money, that money I'm not going to get back. It's not my money anymore. You owe me $1,000. You have to give me back other money, but not this money. So therefore, once I give it to you, I can't take it back already. Because that money is not coming back to me. But by an object, everybody would agree with Rav Huna that as long as I gave it to and you didn't use it, then I could take it back. Because I'm getting the object itself back. It's a difference between lending money or lending an object. But you know, there's an interesting halacha. Let's say you're going on a trip, and I give you $1 to put into tzedakah there. Yeah, shliach mitzvah it's called, yeah? You don't have to put that dollar in. There's no chiv to put the dollar I gave you, that's what, you don't have to. I give you $1, you can do it, you can switch dollars. You don't have to give dafka that dollar. But so by money, there's an argument. One opinion says, if I lend you money, even if you didn't spend it, anything yet of the money, I cannot take it back. The other opinion says, no, even if you didn't spend money, you can take it back. By Pikadon, everybody would agree that if you used it, I cannot take it back. If you didn't use it yet, I can take it back. Not by Pikadon, by lending an object to somebody. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. This is going back to what the Gemara said before, a few pages back. Rav said, if you do Kedusha with a loan, it's no good. That means, if a guy lends a woman $100, 2 days, a day later, an hour later, he comes to the woman, and says, become a Kedushas to me with that loan that I gave you. So Rav said, it's not a good Kedushin. Why? Because right now you're not giving her anything. Right? He didn't say, with the pleasure, you don't have to pay me back. Because that now he's giving her something worth $100. He just says to her, yesterday or an hour ago, he lent her $100. Yeah? An hour later, a day later, he comes to the woman and says, you know the $100 I gave you yesterday for a loan? Become a Kedushas to me with that money. So Rav said it's not a good Kedushin. Why not? Because right now he's not giving her anything. That money he gave her is yesterday. That's spent. That's gone. Even if it's not spent, it's gone. Right? Because she doesn't have to give back the same money. So the Gemara says, L'cheded is an argument of Tanoi. It says, Iskat sheli b'shtar chayv. The Gemara says like this. A guy has an IOU note. Yeah? Shtar chayv in this case is the guy has a document. I have a document that you owe me money. Okay, so I'm holding the document, right? As long as I hold the document, I can prove you owe me the money. What happens when you pay me back the loan? You take the note from me. Take the paper, right? That I can't collect again. What happens? I have a document that you owe me $100. I have a bunch of the paper that says you owe me $100. I take this paper. We don't know yet. This is what the Gemara thinks the Mishnah means. I go over to a woman. It said, "Come, Mekudeshes to me with this piece of paper." Now, basically, the woman can now collect the debt. The woman has the power of the document now. Right?
Value.
Yeah. But Lepel, he gives the woman the document. She doesn't know him. Well, we don't know yet. Who owns him? All the Mishnah says is, or Bryce or whatever. Shtar Chayiv, the guy has an IOU document, and he does Kedushim with it, or or another case, the Mishnah says, somebody else owes me money. No documents yet. We don't know. And Vihir Shalem, he gave the woman the power of attorney to collect the debt. So one case is a shtar, the IOU note, and the other case is, you owe me $100, I tell the woman, with the fact that you can collect the $100 from him. So the din is, that Meir Eimim Mekudeshes, the Meir says it's a good Kedushim, Chachamim Eimim Eimim Mekudeshes. Okay? And we'll soon see in the Gemara why it is good or isn't good, like what the Gemara, what's the argument over here. So Gemara right away wants to analyze what does this IOU document mean. What type of shtar chayv are we talking about? In other words, who's the IOU note to? That means I have a document that you owe him money. I have a document that you owe him money. And I give the document to another person. To the woman. Okay? So the Gemara says, if that's the case, that's what's called milva biyada chayim. That's the second half of the Braise. The Braise says two dinim. Either you have a shtar chayiv, or milva biyada chayim. Somebody else owes you the money. Right? So the Gemara says, if shtar chayiv means somebody else owes you the money. That's the second case. So, like, why is it two different cases? So he says, Elo, we must say, shtar chayiv dida. It's an IOU that the woman owes the man. If it's somebody else, that's what the second case of the Mishnah says. Shtar chayiv biyada, milvei biyada chayim. That there's a loan to other people. So therefore, what Gemara says, we must say, what's the case speaking? The man owes, and the man has a document that the woman owes him money. And he gives her the document. And he says, Areyat Mekudeshesli, with this document that I'm giving you. Basically, what he's doing is, he's forgiving the loan. Because he can't collect it now. He has no proof. He's giving back the IOU to the woman. Right? But L'chayra, that's a case of a Mekadesh B'milva. She owes him money. And what's he giving her now? He's not giving her anything. A piece of paper. Right? And yet, Rav Meir says it's Mekudeshes, and the Chachamim say it's not Mekudeshes. So seemingly, the Chachamim and Rav Meir are arguing if you do Kedusha with a loan, if it's valid or not. Rav said it's not valid. But here, L'cheira Rav Meir holds, it's Mekudeshes. Because what does Shtar Chayv mean, the Gemara says? It must mean that the woman owes the man the money. And the man's holding the note. And the man gives her, the woman the note and says, they at Mekadeshesli with this document. Right? That means, what is he being Mekadesher with? The loan. And Rav Meir says it's good. Not like Rav. But Rav would hold like the Chachamim. So basically, Rav's din is an argument of the Tanoim.
I don't know where we learned this before. Yes,
Davov.
Uh-huh.
Is it the same if you
40 a, pages ago we learned it.
If you had a check, would it be the same idea? Because that has a value. I mean, it's like having a check in your hand. That has a $100 value. You give it back to her.
Is a check, a $100 check worth $100?
Depends. Piece of paper.
If somebody gives you a $100 check and I rip it up, he gave you a check for $100 made out to you, and I wild, I come to you, rip up the check, do I have to pay $100?
No.
Why not?
He was a check.
No.
No? No. Oh, if you, then I think you should, yeah.
Why? Did I damage $100 of you? Or did I damage the ability to cut? What's a check? A check is not money. A check is not money. A check is an IOU to the bank. If he gives you a $100 check, he's not giving you $100. He's telling you that the bank, because my account in the bank, owes you $100. Right? Or the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, you have a note that he owes you $100. Forget a check. Similarly think. You lent him $100, yeah?
Right.
He gave you a note on the $100. That he owes you $100. And I rip up the note. It's grama. It's indirect damage.
Right.
The Gemara in Bava Kamma says in Akainis, Pater Medine Adam, V'chayiv Medine Shemayim. Means Bezdin cannot make you pay. I didn't damage $100 of property. I caused that you cannot collect $100. Yeah?
But you may also say the same thing about money. You rip up the money.
Yeah, but money is different. Money today, you're right. Paper money today in halacha is considered money. Because nobody can refuse it. Nobody can refuse cash. A check, you have a right to say, I don't want it. I don't want to accept the check. That's why, even though Lecheira, in Indian, you're right, because a dollar bill is worthless. The government, it's an IOU from the government that the government owes you a dollar. But the paper itself is not money. But the government makes it money. But you can't refuse it. You can't say, I don't want to take this money. I mean, if you're in China, you could refuse American money. But I'm saying, in America, you can't refuse money. So therefore, the halach is, Poskim discussed, that dollar bills, five, whatever it is, the currency has a din of money. So the Gemara says, we must say, it's the woman's own shtar chayv. And yet, the Meir says Mekudeshes, the Chachamim say Eina Mekudeshes, seemingly this would be the Machlaikis of Rav's din. Rav says, ain't it's no good, Mekadesh B'milva, yet we find Rav Meir and the Chachamim are arguing. So the Gemara says, no, it's not the woman's shtar chayv. It's shtar chayv da achedim. It's an IOU from somebody else that he gives to the woman. We said before, that's what the Mishnah says, Milva Alpi Alidea Chedim. So Gemara says, you're right. It's two types of loans. There's a written IOU and an oral IOU. V'hocha b'milva b'shtar u'milva b'apekha m'fligi. They're arguing in a milva with a loan and a milva without a loan. Okay? What does this mean? Milva bishtar kamefligi. What's the argument by milva bishtar when there's a document? Bepluktah the Rebbe v'Rabbanan kamefligi. It's an argument between Rebbe and the Chachamim. What does this mean? The Tanya, it says in a Braisa like this. There's a very famous argument that could be relevant even in halacha today, so to speak. Asius niknas b'mesira. So like this, a document of a debt. A debt's recorded in the document. Okay? Now, normally, if I give you something, an object, you acquire it. If I hand it to you, right, Masira, I give it over to you, you acquire it. Correct? But if I don't give you an object, I give you words. Can you acquire words with handing it over or not? What does this mean? When I give you over an IOU note, okay, that's, you owe me $100. I give you the note, then you can collect $100, right? What did I give you? A piece of paper with letters on it. Okay? The piece of paper is worthless. The question is, I'm giving you something that's words in the paper that you can collect the debt. I'm not giving you over a cup, a soda, a gemara. Then I give you an object, so by, when I give it over to you, acquire it. Here is a famous argument between Rabbi and the Chachamim. If letters, I mean, not, I'm not giving you any object. I'm giving you the letters which are written in the document which allows you to go collect the debt. Can I give it over to you? Can you acquire it by me handing you the document? In other words, in simple English, if I give you a document that he owes me money, do you acquire that document or not? Or can I take it back? Once I give you an object, if I give you a gemara, say, here, this is yours, I can't say, God, I want it back. I gave it to you, it's yours. But here, what am I giving you? It's air. It's like, it's luft in Yiddish. I'm giving you nothing. So the question is it enough just to give it over? Can you be kind of it? Or I have to do something more than that? Okay? And this is basically the argument that's going to be in our case when a man gives over to the woman the shtar that somebody else owes him money, and he gives it over to the woman that she can collect the debt. And Rav Meir says it's mukudeshes, and the Chachamim say ain't a mukudeshes. The Gemara is going to explain what's the argument now. Did I give anything to the woman or not? What did I give her? I give her words that she can collect the debt. But in other words, if you hold words could be given over and acquired by giving it over, that means it's an object. Then I gave the woman something. But if you hold, you can't just give over words, because words are worthless. Right? So then I didn't give the woman any object of kedushin. I'm giving her over the power to collect. Yeah? That power is just words. Is that called tangible or not tangible?
Where did we learn it has to be tangible?
Huh?
Where did we learn it has to be tangible?
Because you have to give her something.
No, where is it like?
Ki yikach, you have to give her money. Or worth the money.
We don't see it. Where do we see it?
That what?
That it has to be tangible.
Ki kachish. The Gemara says, kasef shtarim bia. Kasef means you give her money. Is this money? This is the ability to collect money. So one opinion says it's money. One opinion says not money. If you hold it's money, if it's something, then I can give it to you. But if it's not anything, how can I give it to you? I'll give you an example. You have a thought. You thought something. Yeah? An idea. And I took your idea. I stole your idea. You had an idea. You didn't do anything. You had an idea. I want to make something. Yeah? And to invent something. You have an idea to invent it. But you didn't do anything. You tell me your idea, and I steal your idea and make something out of it. Did I steal something from you?
If you didn't register it, no.
No, I'm talking halacha.
No, it's nothing.
What did I steal?
Nothing. It's
an
idea.
Is that tangible?
No, it's not developed yet. It's only an idea.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying you're allowed to do it, but I'm saying.
Isn't that sort of like the favor, some part of the favor?
It's not a part of the favor. It's what the Mishnah says, Ha'emed davar b'shem amrei, maybe Gula Leila. Pick your office, right? It says, if you say something in the name of the one that said it, you bring like Martre and Esther over there, right? So from there the Gemara says that if you don't, you don't bring Gula. Right? But there's an argument in Poskim, is it stealing or not? The Mishnah doesn't say you're stealing. The Mishnah says when you say over something in the name of the one, you bring Mashiach. Gula la'ilam. Right? But if I don't, and I do it myself. Okay, so I'm not bringing Gula. But did I steal? It's like that discussed, and today is already... trust me, I don't know what I'm talking about in the science of it, but I love it. Let's see, it's a certain Wi-Fi in an area. Yeah? You know, I don't know what I'm talking about, but let's see, there's Wi-Fi in the area. Okay? You have Wi-Fi in your house, but it's outside your house too. Yeah? And I park my car outside your house and use your Wi-Fi. Yeah? Am I allowed to do that? Or is it stealing? The question, what am I stealing? Am I stealing anything? Is it tangible? Or is it not tangible? What's the story?
That's the case, nothing is tangible.
Why? If I steal your Gemara, I steal your Gemara.
Like, if you go to the store ahead, like, if the salesman, you take away his time, you want to get something, but you're not going to buy it, so you're stealing them.
No? That's not stealing, it's Gnevus Das. You're stealing his mind because he thinks you're interested in buying and you're not. So over there, the Gemara says that stealing was called Gnevus Das. You're stealing, you're giving him a wrong impression.
But if he steals somebody's idea?
But even Gnevus Das, can the courts obligate you to pay?
That's something he's not tangible.
Right. Conceptually, it's Gnevus Das. Okay, let's say, for argument's sake, a salesman makes $10 an hour. Okay? And I hack him a chaynik for half an hour. Okay? So basically, I took $5 that the boss is paying him for the half an hour, and I'm hacking a mechanic without the intention of buying. Do I have to pay his boss $5 for stealing that half an hour where he thought that I might be interested in buying? You did wrong by stealing his mind. You know, stealing is... But can they obligate you to pay? No. Because what did you steal? What did you steal? Even though there's halach and interesting, which is going way off. The Rishonim discuss, if I steal a mitzvah from you, I have to pay you. If you're about to do a mitzvah, and I steal the mitzvah from you, do I have to pay you for stealing the mitzvah?
What
can
price can I put on
the mitzvah? So the Taz says, Rishonim, right, how much a mitzvah is worth? I mean, for this. I mean, but you have all these. So anyway, coming back to this Gemara. So Rabbi says, Aesius, meaning the letters of the power to collect the debt, can be acquired by handing over the paper. Because Rabbi holds it's something tangible. Chachamim say no. Bein shekasa, it doesn't matter whether you wrote the note, you draft a bill of sale, but does not actually give over the note to the buyer. Bein shemasa, v'leikasa, whether you gave over the note, but you didn't write a bill of sale to the... In other words, you need to do two things. Give over the IOU note, plus write him a bill of sale, and you're selling him the note. Okay? So basically, I took $5 that the boss is paying him for the half an hour, and I'm hacking a mechanic without the intention of buying. Do I have to pay his boss $5 for stealing that half an hour where he thought that I might be interested in buying? You did wrong by stealing his mind. You know, stealing is, but can they obligate you to pay? No. Because what did you steal? What did you steal? Even though there's halach and interesting, which is going way off. The Rishonim discuss, if I steal a mitzvah from you, I have to pay you. If you're about to do a mitzvah, and I steal the mitzvah from you, do I have to pay you for stealing the mitzvah? So the taste says, the Rishonim write how much a mitzvah is worth. I mean, for this. I mean, but you have all these. So anyway, coming back to this Gemara. So Rabbi says, Aesius, meaning the letters of the power to collect the debt, can be acquired by handing over the paper. Because Rabbi holds it's something tangible. Chachamim say no. Bein shekasa, it doesn't matter whether you wrote the note, you draft a bill of sale, but does not actually give over the note to the buyer. Bein shemasa, v'leikasa, whether you gave over the note, but you didn't write a bill of sale to the, in other words, you need to do two things. Give over the IOU note, plus write him a bill of sale that you're selling him the note. Because in the olden times, even today, people buy notes. But it's a big business today. Okay? You owe me $100. Okay? It's going to be paid in a year. Yeah? But I need the money now. So I'll sell you the note for 75. Right? I sell you the note for 75. Then you can collect $100 at the end of the year. I mean, it's business today. Right? So, the Chachamim hold, in order for the Kenya to be good, I need to do two things. I need to write you a bill of sale for the note and to give you a note. Both. I have to give you the note and write a bill of sale. And if I only do one of the two, it's no good.
What does bill of sale do?
That's it. Look. So the question is, over here, I'm selling you the note. Giving over the... Rebbe says, just giving you the note... It's yours. Okay, you owe me money. That's like anything else. I'm selling you the note for $75, so you owe me $75. But giving over the note, you acquire it. Chacham say, no, it's not good enough. I need to give you over the note, plus write a bill of sale that I'm selling you the note. And if I do one without the other, it's no good.
That doesn't make it tangible. What is adding?
No, because I'm selling
you...
No, I'm selling you with a shtar. Now I'm selling, like a woman, you can write out amukadashasli on a piece of paper and give it a paper. That's a kinyan with shtar.
Is that giving you anything?
You're giving him a document that says, I'm giving it to you. Here, I'm just giving you a paper that says you can collect from him. I'm not giving you anything. If you hold, it's nothing.
It's good, but it still doesn't make it tangible. You know, we were talking about it has to be something. It's not. Even bill of sale, it doesn't.
One minute. A woman could be acquired kedushin, kesef, shtar, and bia. What does shtar mean? A guy writes on a piece of paper, harei at mekudeshes li b'shtar zu. And he gives it a paper. That itself is the act of Kedushin. Here I'm not giving you a paper of Kedushin. I'm giving you something that gives you the right to collect the money from that guy. How can I give it over to you? The Chacham hold, you need to have two things. You need to have a bill of sale plus the shtar. So the Gemara says, seemingly, it works like this. Mar, Rav Meir holds like Rebbe. Therefore, Rav Meir says Mukudeshes, right, by Yishtar Chayv. In our Brisa, Rav Meir says Mukudeshes, because he holds like Rebbe that you could give over a paper. And therefore, if you give over the IOU note for somebody else, you're giving her something tangible, and therefore she becomes Mukudeshes. The Chomar and the Chachamim hold, let's say the Rebbe, They don't hold of like Rebbe, and therefore when you give over a document, an IOU note, it's worthless. You're not giving over anything. So then, it's not a good kedushin. Or Iboyisim, another way of learning like this. Kula Alma Lesuhu de Rebbe. Nobody holds like Rebbe. Everybody says you cannot give over words with just handing it over. What's the argument? In the din of Rav Papa. Okay? What's Rav Papa says? Rav Papa, Hai man desab nishtara lechavrei. If a person sells an IOU note, a loan document to somebody else, tzarech lemichtav, he needs to write the bill of sale that says, knilach, you should acquire, hu, v'chol shibudeha, and anything that's connected to it. Okay? In other words, it has a specific text that not only is he buying the paper that it's on, but he's also buying the right that the paper has to collect the debt. He knows, Rav Papa says, not only do I need to write I just can't give you the IOU note. I need to write a bill of sale, but it goes even more. I need to write in the bill of sale, not only that I'm selling you this paper, I'm selling you this paper and everything that the paper has the power to do. That has to say in the bill of sale. So again, the Chachamim hold like Rav Papa, that it's not a good Kedushin because that's not what he wrote to the woman. And Rav Meir holds not like Rav Papa, that just giving her it over and writing a bill of sale would be good enough. Or Iboyisema, another answer is, Kula Alme Isul Rav Papa. Everybody agrees with Rav Papa. Everybody agrees with Rav Papa that you have to write a bill of sale, and in the bill of sale you need to write that everything is connected to it. What's the argument? In a din of Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel says like this. This is an interesting concept. Shmuel, go to Shmuel, you could be such a mamzer in business, it's unbelievable. Okay, this is a very simple case. You owe me $100, yeah? I have a note that you owe me $100. I sell you the note for $75. Okay? Now I go and forgive the debt. I say, you know what? You don't owe me the money.
Verbally?
Yeah. Can I do that? So basically, you're out now. You gave me $75 and you cannot collect the thing. Shmuel says he could do that. Why? Because he's not obligated to you. He's really obligated to me still. I'm giving you the right to collect. But who does he owe the money to? He owes the money to me. I can still forgive the debt. Even though I sold you the note, I can still... Huh?
You don't owe it anymore. When you give it to somebody for $75, it's not yours anymore.
No, Taisus says like this. Taisus, at the top Taisus, Yesh Mefarshim, what's the reason? Because Kinyan of Shtar, the acquisition with the document, and by business, is only rabbinic. That does not have the ability to take away the biblical bond of him to me. Biblically, he's still bound to me. Only the rabbis let me sell you the note. That means biblically, minatayr, he's still obligated to me. That I can forgive the debt.
But he owes you midoraita, but midoraita, can you also forgive the loan?
Yeah.
Okay, you did.
I didn't forgive the loan.
You did?
No, I sold it to him.
That's the actual.
I forgave the loan to him. He still has to pay it. When I sell him the note, he still has to pay the debt. I didn't forgive him yet. Now I turn around and forgive the debt. So Shmuel holds he could do it. So what's the argument to the men the Chachamim if by Shtar Chayv Mekudesh is not?
Sorry, how could
the
Torah
give
it verbally? Doesn't he have to give back to the Shtar to him?
No. If I lend you $1,000, forget the Shtar. I lend you $1,000.
Verbally?
Yeah. Do you owe me the money?
Yeah.
What's the purpose of a Shtar?
That you shouldn't back up.
That you shouldn't lie, that I don't owe you the money. But that doesn't make the loan. It doesn't make the shibud. It doesn't make the bond. The document doesn't make the bond.
Just a guarantee, right?
It's just in case somebody denies it. You have proof that the loan took place. But that doesn't create the bond. The loan, the milveh, the loan, I lend you $1,000, so you have a shibud, you're bound to pay me back. The document is only in case you deny it, I deny it, whatever, somebody lies. So you have a proof that the shtar is there. What do I need? It's nothing to do to pay. You still owe me the money, whether there's a shtar or not. So Tesis explains, when I sell you the note, I did not take away the bond from him to me. That's still there. But instead of me collecting it, you can collect it. Right? But he's not bound to you. He's bound to me. You are my representative. So therefore, if I say, you don't owe me the money anymore, you don't owe me the money anymore.
If you gave over the...
You know, we have a similar case. One thing. You know, we have a similar case in very practical halacha today. I need $10,000. Okay? I need a loan $10,000. I take your credit card. I take $10,000 on your card. And I pay the interest. Right? That's what people do today. Yeah? Right. I'll use you have a line of credit. So I'll give you, you'll take out $10,000 and I'll pay the interest to the bank. That is biblically forbidden to do. Even though everybody does it. Why? Bottom line of the story is, I have nothing to do with the bank. Who has to pay the bank? You have to pay the bank. Yeah?
Man.
Me and the bank have no connection. Basically, I am paying you interest. I'm giving it to the bank. But who am I paying the interest? Not the bank. I have nothing to do with the bank. I didn't borrow money from the bank. You borrowed money from the bank. And really, I borrowed from you. But you have to pay interest, so I'm paying you interest. But bottom line is, you're lending me $10,000 and I'm paying you interest. But instead of me paying it to you and you paying it to the bank, I pay it straight to the bank. But who am I paying interest to? I'm paying interest to you, not to the bank. It's mamish ribis. Unless you go with Hatayim, a corporation. I mean, you can, you know. There are a lot of things with that, but the same thing over here. I sell you this is what Shmuel's din is. I sell you a document that you can collect the money, but nevertheless it says, Minateri, you have a bond to me.
Legally, if you give him the note to him, he wants to go collect it from him. Can he say, I don't know you,
The fact that he has the note, he's the power of attorney. If I send the shliach to collect the debt, he's my shliach, he's my power of attorney. That I have a right to do. You can't say, I don't know you, because he has the shtar. But who is the bond, who is the lean on? Me and him. I mean, it's a mamzer doing it. I mean, you know what I mean? Okay. Huh? No, you know what this could be. Me and him are friends, and we hate him. Okay? So I get a note for $100. Okay? Yeah? And I sell to you for $75. So I'm getting 75. You pay me 25 back. So I got 100. You pay 20. You got 100. I got 100. And he's out 75.
still don't understand. If I have a note in my hand, he should be still higher. You have a note. Biblically, you're right. That you
know, no, that's what Taisa says. Because Minateira, the shtar, can take away the shibud, what you bound.
But how are you going to prove, how he's going to prove that you...
Wait a minute, did you lend him the money? Oh, how's he going to prove?
Yeah.
No, I have to evade him that I was Meichel Duchayv. Yeah, obviously you have to prove that he was Meichel. Wow. I did it in front of two Edom. So now the question is like this. When a guy gives a woman, you owe me $100, I give it to the woman, and say, at Mekadesh, I'll see what this start. Does the woman accept that or not? Because if I could be Meichel Duchayv, so the woman realized, woman, I might not be getting anything. The woman, right? If I'm Meichel Duchayv, then the woman's getting nothing. Right? If I'm Meichel Duchayv to you, and I give the woman the document that she can collect the money from you, but it's possible the woman will get nothing. So the woman's not agreeing to such a condition. If you hold not like Shmuel, then you cannot be Meichel Duchayv. So then the woman's getting the ability to collect $100, and there's no way you can stop it. That's what the Gemara is learning over here.
But the case that you said from Midoraita is more strong than one.
Right. That's what Taisa says.
The loan.
That's stronger than the kinyan of your shtar.
Right.
That's what Taisa says. That's why Shmuel holds you could do it. You could be Meichel Duchayv. What is that? Serious? Oh. Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara then. Ibaisem, another answer. Everybody holds a Shmuel. Rameir and a Chachamim. What's the question over here? If the woman likes such a Kedushin or not? First we said the difference is, are you giving her anything? Or because I could be Meichel Duchayv, I'm really not giving her anything. Okay? So, or another way of learning, similar to the first one, is a woman accept such a condition or not? Mar Sava, one opinion says, Isha Samcha Daito, the woman, okay, the woman will trust him that he won't be Meichel Duchayv, and then she'll get the money. Or, Meima Amar, she's going to say, why should she think it's going to work? She said, listen, he wants to marry me. He's not going to abandon my interests and forgive the debt that he owes somebody else. Right? A woman thinks, the guy's marrying me, he probably likes me. So why should he forgive the other guy's debt and me mess up? So therefore, it would be a good kedusha. Or Marsav, and the other opinion says, Ishanami Lysam Chadaita, a woman doesn't trust him also. She doesn't trust the guy she wants to marry. Because she knows the guy can be Meichel Duchayv, and she'll end up with nothing. So she says, you know what? I'm not interested in this Kedushin. So these are the two opinions. If, like the Chachamim and Ameyev, Mekudesh Asanat. So the first Gemara said, it's the Machlaikis, if Rav Papa is in, you have to say, write the document and everything that the document has, or is it the argument Rabbi and the Chacham? And basically, the Chacham, the Gemara is saying like this, the argument in the Chacham and Rabbi has nothing to do with Mekadosh B'Milva. Everybody holds Mekadosh B'Milva is not a good Kedushin. What a Chacham held is no good and Rabbi is good, either because they hold, Rabbi holds like Rabbi, you can give over a document, or you give over a document to bill of sale, or all the various different answers that the Gemara gave. Okay.